I believe we are live now.
Hello.
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 Hello. We're just if someone could check the stream, if we actually have audio, if you are listening and you feel like popping into the chat room, you will notice that we are currently live, and this is not a pre-recorded thing or anything. We are currently discussing a new show that we want to actually put on Ponyville FM. And this show is a bit different than what we usually have. We have a lot of DJs, so I figured, you know what, let's gather a few of those DJs and just put them on air and talk about things, and let's just be a bit transparent on what we're planning to do. So I figured, okay, let's put a stream on, and if you're not really interested in this, just a friendly reminder to anyone, we do have a Ponyville FM 2 stream where we're just playing music, so you can just go there if you want to. And yeah, let's just go around the table, I guess, and have everyone introduce themselves.
Okay, so, I'll start. I'm Killscreen, a.k.a. Ludie Von Beats, a.k.a. The Dirt Gravel Road. Which usually that third thing I just make up on the spot because it's funny. You guys know me. I do a show every Monday and Thursday here on Ponyville FM. Lately, I've been spinning breakbeats, but tonight I think I'm going to do Prog House because I have new Archie for everyone.
Oh, right. Yeah, he made some new songs, didn't he? Well, he made the one on his Archie channel, but he already had one last week on his desert.
Well, Wolf Beats got a hold of us, and he has an unreleased track called Main Street, which it's not available anywhere.
Exclusive.
But I'm gonna drop it tonight in my set, and then after tonight it will go on our regular stream, so you will be able to request it and listen to it.
Sweet.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that because now I want to hear it.
It's really good.
In how many hours is that then that you're going to mix?
That would be in 7.5 hours.
7.5, yeah. I'll be
six and a half. Time zones are screwing me up, so I think 6.5. 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. I might be asleep then.
Yeah, I'll have to try and fix the tagging system I'm also noticing on Ponyville FM. I believe this software I'm using doesn't really allow that for well. I tried it a few times before, and it's just a bit of an issue, mostly. So, next person who wants to introduce himself, and I guess I'll go last then.
All right. I am Technopony. I have my show Chromium every Sunday, 5 to 6 Eastern p.m. And it's miscellaneous EDM. Usually I go for the house variety, but sometimes I'll be like, let's play some drum and bass today.
Ooh, I love drum and bass.
I'm saying it now. This year is going to be the year of drum and bass.
I really like what Sharkoff has been doing with drum and bass. He's put a real like electro house feel to it, but it's still that great,
typical still got originality to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He did his Around the World remix dropped today, and it's amazing.
I'm betting that for that.
Yeah, so I think we have one more, right?
That would be me.
Okay, go nuts.
So, I'm DJ Crew. I DJ every Tuesday at 8 p.m. GMT. Not sure what that is for the American listeners, but I mainly play deep, funky house, and that's about it for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's all there is to it. He wakes up, he plays deep funky house.
Yeah, have a nice day, everyone. and I guess I'm the last person then. I'm Kaidara, and I used to have a show with the Emblegate. I still do, but I don't have it scheduled weekly at the moment because of my work. I don't have a steady timing anymore. It's like Wednesday I work at night, and then it's the Thursday, and then I'm off on a Wednesday again. So I can't really plan it every week anymore. But I'm trying to. And my stick is that I don't really stick to one genre, but mostly EDM, I guess, just dance music. And halfway through, I just switched to drum and bass because I think my audience is getting bored. So I have low self-esteem confidence, I guess.
Across the board for DJs, we all kind of have that self-esteem issue.
It's like comedians. You're always thinking we're boring our audience at one point.
Yeah. I listen to everyone else's mixes on the station. I'm like, ugh, I'm so bad
much
compared
better
to these
than
people.
Me.
Why do they let me on the station?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and I think we'll just jump into the conversation right now. So, for the people listening and thinking, well, what is this? Basically, we were deciding, well, we don't really have that many talk shows or anything on the station. With the anniversary, we did have a few things, but those were with, like, producers and all that. People really don't know any of the DJs here. So I figured let's be a real radio station and just have a bit of radio things. And the main thing what I was planning to do, and still am, is that we find new music and just put some things on and just talk about it. Like see what songs we, or maybe you, the audience in the chat room or whatever, that you find something and send it to us and we'll talk about it, even during the live stream, or like right now. And because a lot of music gets added, but it's with me, it's just I go through a list and I just throw them in the playlist, and we hope that people like them. But I'm just kind of hoping making that a bit more interactive, you know, like just like, well, what do people think of this song? I know I like it, but what do other people think, right?
Well, yeah, yeah, and it's really funny when I'll see a song come on and all of a sudden we'll have a listener count drop and I'm going, oh, well, I didn't even know people didn't like it. I wish. So it's kind of a good way here during this show for people to kind of let us know, you know, no, I don't like that song, and we'll pull it off.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like I said, we have the feeling that we are boring our audience. We want to avoid that, obviously. We want the audience to actually be entertained.
Stations exist for the listeners, so...
Yeah, exactly.
And, just play Discord.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, so we talked about the songs, I guess, but yeah, you find some interesting things, because I'm noticing already, like, I'm going through a list, and I also sent that to you guys, like, okay, I think these are some new songs I found this last 2 weeks or something that I like, and I'm noticing I'm judging songs by two types. One is this fun for on the radio, where we just put it on? And one is, would I put it on my MP3 player just for myself? And there's a big difference I'm noticing, where will the audience like this or will I like this kind of judgment? So we will probably have to put that into categories like that. On a side note, so that's the idea of the show, right? And I think we might actually do one Saturday or Sunday, like an extra show, and this is just us talking about it and throwing ideas up in the air, see what sticks. Or I get in the air, that's at the wall, right? Doing it wrong. And so that's the idea. We still need a show name. We don't even... What did we come up just now with that was really...
I don't remember. Deskbox or something.
It was the name that I put on the agenda for it. It's like I said, the test show of talk shows, because this is a test show about a talk show. And then someone came in with something really random, but I can't remember it anyway. So, yeah, I guess I could just test it out right now, where we just put on a song and...
The Tiesto of Taco.
Or do you guys have any other do you guys have any other ideas at the moment?
No. play whatever you want. I'm actually
whatever I want. Are you sure? Because then it's gonna be Yoko Ono.
I'm okay with that. But whatever. but I'm gonna sign off for now. But I will be back.
Oh, right. Yeah, you had to.
I was driving. Taco I just pulled Tuesday. Up to the top. Yes. Well, it's Thursday, but I honor Taco Tuesday every Thursday. I have my favorite joint and the world's best margaritas. So it being almost two in the afternoon where I'm at, I'm going to start my evening early with some margaritas. So, well, yay. But yeah, thanks guys for listening. And let us know what you think. If you don't know how to get to our chat, ponyvillefm.com/chat will bring up our channel and you can listen there and chat with us.
Yeah, we already have a few active people in there, so that's always nice.
Oh, excellent! Yes, yeah, I said, I'm in my car on the phone, so I don't have access to the chat right now. So, but yeah, I will chat with you guys later, and I hope you enjoy what Kaidera and the others.
Yeah,
give
thanks
you.
For joining already, because this is already a bit of the standard people we are having on, right? But we want to just switch people out and not really have a standard group of people. Considering we have a radio station, we should have a bit of radio talk. So
yeah, for sure.
Joining.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
See ya.
Bye. So yeah, so we got the show name that we need. We got we don't even have an intro yet. So if people know an intro or anything, although I have to say, because I did find some new tunes, and a few of those really feel like fun background music. And at first I thought, well, it's not very interesting. But, well, you know what? Maybe I can just put it on. Let me check what song it was. Do you think we can do a show on Saturday or Sunday, or will that be an issue?
For me...
Saturday.
Yeah, I'm off Sunday, but... Yeah, actually Saturday as well this time. I have weekend! that's something special for me.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be available on the weekend, so it really depends on the time.
Yeah, it's like I said, we are currently having a bit of issue with filling the times for this. We're also discussing if this might be, have to be a podcast. Will that be better for this station and all that? Depending really on what time we have and time frame.
But my suggestion that would kind of help get around that is, you know, like we said, to have different DJs on the show every time it airs, so there would be no set lineup of people.
Okay. That's the idea, right? Because it is a radio station, and people just expect sometimes people to jump on, I guess. Well, not expect, but... I do want
it's
to
normal.
A bit. Yeah, it's normal. I hope people know that, or at least that's what we're aiming for. That it gets a bit more normal and have. Mostly, what I want is just having a fun community to talk with about music, honestly, and people, and that's what we're kind of trying to get and are having, I guess. But yeah, I think I already explained that.
You may have.
I may have. Oh, where is it? Super Shy. Because I'm trying to find this song that I have in my list. Oh, here it is.
There it is, Luke. That's the one.
No, that's not the one. That's a different one.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, it's one that's actually... I can put it on, actually, because we're just going to do an intro, right? This one was called by Riul, Super Shy. And it actually got quite a lot of upvotes, or at least I go to MLP Tunes to check new music on Reddit. And this one had a bit more upvotes, and I think it's the reason because of it is that it's recognizable for a lot of people. So we'll just have a listen to that song and see what you guys think. Thank you. I think I do actually have to mute my Skype beeps, because I think people might actually still hear those. Well, that's it. I like this song. I really do.
It's a bit of a tune.
It's a good tune. The tune's great. I'm not too fond of the lyrics, though. But like I said, it's very recognizable for a lot of people, I think. So that's, I think, a reason why a lot of people are liking it at the moment.
Yeah. It's quite sort of mellow and a little bit down-tempo, but it's also a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit something.
It's very brony. Let me put it like that.
It's very that.
When it comes to fandom music, I have an extremely low standard of quality for what I put on my phone. But like even then, I'd say that's probably more, I guess, recognizable than a lot of the stuff I have. It's like just the way it's composed and made just kind of has this appeal to it. Mm-hmm. Just makes me like it.
So, I'm still looking for that one song, actually. So, the reason I'm looking for that one song, by the way, and I like this one. I think this one is, this one's going to be on the radio. Too many people like it to not have it play in our rotation every once in a while. I've said this before we went on air as well, is that any song that actually has singing in it just gets a massive plus point for me, because I just think it's very ballsy to do that. You need a lot of guts to actually go and sing and put that into a song on the rhythm and all that, so that is good. Chasing Curiosity, that was the one that I was looking for. I have this little notepad, so I'm already in the right direction. So for the people now listening, this is kind of the direction we want to go in, but we won't put on the song entirely. We'll just keep a nice pace going at it and give a bit of feedback on what people might like or not, and see what people think. So what we just heard was Super Shy. I was very shy. There's so many good songs, actually, I want to talk about, but I want to find the one I'm looking at now, and that's annoying. Because we have...
Okay, my IRC chat keeps crashing. That's quite weird.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, there you go. Connection reset.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically I have this thing here, right? And I'm just going to let you guys guess how many views it has on YouTube. Want me to put it on first?
Yeah.
It's not really a song. I have to say that right away. So hang on. I can just keep that here. Can you guys hear that?
Yep.
Yes.
A bit too loud, maybe even. So here's the thing, right? I think this is a good background music.
It is, actually.
And I just think it's a fun song overall, because it kind of reminds me of... I'm not sure if people can actually hear me, by the way. Once again, chat room, I'm kind of relying on you guys to be my ears at this point. It reminds me a lot of Final Fantasy. Like the Black Mage Village.
I'm getting that from that, yeah.
Yeah, so there's that, right? And I was listening to it and thinking, okay, it's not really a great song per se, but it has a good vibe, feeling to it. So I like that for that reason. So I think I'm just going to keep this in for our own show to have at the background every once in a while, so we have something in the background going, is what I'm thinking. And you guys can guess. Is this maybe a bit too soft? I don't know.
I can't hear it at all right now.
Too quiet. Yeah,
okay, that's too good. There we go then.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So what do you guys think how many views this has at the moment? It's called Downfire Chasing Curiosity. By Downfire, sorry.
Opens up YouTube. I'm going to go with... I'm going to say it's in the 10,000.
No.
Higher?
500.
Lower.
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 300.
John.
Lower.
One.
A bit higher.
Two.
Okay.
301 plus.
Higher.
301 plus.
Yeah, it's no, it's not a 300. It's actually on, like, probably right now on 13 views on YouTube and 3 views or listens on SoundCloud. So
really?
I thought, yeah, and this was actually on MLP Tunes and no one upvoted it. So I was like, well, hang on, this is actually a pretty neat little song. It's just not really a song, like I said, but it is. I like it.
It's very good background music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would work great in, you know, like a happy little video game or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great video game tune. So I think for that direction, this guy can get very far. Yeah, so.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it as well. So we're going to keep that one in. That's a good one. I'm happy with that. So I'll have to favorite that one. Let's see what we got about. Want to keep it going for half an hour, or do you want to say, like, okay, you know what, this is enough for now, let's have an half hour as an introduction that we just had, I guess.
That's your call, because I've got time, so.
Yeah, I have time too. I'm enjoying this. I just, like I said, I'm not really having too many ears on the outside at the moment while I'm doing this, so I'm hoping people can actually PM me if something goes wrong or whatever. Although, yeah. I think if that was the case, people would have already done so. The main thing I'm hearing is that we don't have the tags at the moment, and yeah, so. Because I have a lot of other songs still in my thing. So yeah, this we were talking about this one actually just now, and I think I just should just put it on in the background there. Because you have a new Archie song, or who was that was going to mix that in a few hours?
That was Ludi.
Ludi, yeah, right, and he just waddled off, I guess. But yeah, this one was also on the charts, or should I say. A lot of people going, hey, Archie finally made a new song, and it's now on the background, and I'll put it on a bit louder once it starts up. And yeah, it's a good song, it's very Archie-like, so I like that, because that's why I follow him, of course. But I also noticed a lot of people going like, oh my god, Archie is back alive again, which to I promptly said, but he made a song 7 days ago on his Deso channel. So yeah, it's still that mindset of people where if it doesn't have a pony picture, it's not really pony related.
This is dead to me.
Yes, this doesn't exist to me unless it has that name or whatever. So... a good thing as well to point out is with this show, what we want, or what I always look for, is a song either inspired or created for our fandom. That's for me where I say, okay, you know what, this is good enough for us to put on the radio. And you will notice as well on our radio station on Ponyville FM, we put on songs that have very little to do with Pony, but it's more about the community in a whole. So you got Basics, for example, which I love his album, Brother of Black Griffin. He has an album that has nothing to do with ponies, but because I know via his brother, he does a lot of things with it. We just put it in there anyway, because, you know, it's good music, and it's still a bit made for this fandom, I believe. So it's always a slippery slope, I believe, where people might say, like, well, this is not really pony, but for us, it's pretty fast a pony music when it's just made for this community. So if I make a song and it has nothing to do with it, but I do show it to you guys, that's good enough, honestly. That's, you know, the fandom, I'd say. So that's the idea I'm going for at the moment.
I just want to remind everyone that we do actually still have a Just Music channel if you hate the sound of our voices. Just put that out there. Just if you go on Ponyville FM and then just click the Just Music button.
I do want to mention, as for the structure of the show, one of the ideas we tossed around is after our little music constructive criticism thing, to have segments, which are something else that the participants would do on air, but it would be a different segment every show. So
yeah,
if you have any ideas for that or feedback, please let us know.
Yeah, because those kind of things can be a lot of fun, and... also, what was that, what you mentioned? We still need a show name, right? But we don't have one, and we kind of had the idea going around, like, well, if you can think of a name, and just throw it in the chat room, or send us a message or anything on Twitter, You can find us on our designated names quite easily. Also via Ponyville of M. If you just tweet at Ponyville of M, we'll get it. Don't worry, we are all in control. So we had the idea of if the person that might actually get the best idea, that we actually interview him as well, just on air. Just have a little talk, not even an interview maybe, just do whatever. Like I said, we're just improvising a bit, so we're just having fun at this point. And that's one of those things where we think, okay, let's have something else every week as well, where we had a few ideas actually that popped up in our heads. I think my favorite, and that's like maybe for the next week that we go more into that, but my favorite I think so far was the Risky Click of the Week.
Yes,
I like that idea. Where basically what we do is we go on SoundCloud, we look for the word brony, and the first thing that pops up that was latest upload this week, or most viewed this week, I guess, then we're just going to click it without knowing what it is. And that can range from everything. And if we have to cut the song off because it has cursing, then I guess so be it. It is a Risky Click of the Week, of course. So, yeah, there's stuff like that. There's ideas that we are throwing around where we can just have fun on the radio and hopefully also with the chat realm or chat room. I say chat realm like I'm... Anyway. So, should I put on that Song of Archie for a bit for people? Because I started it and then I cut it off and now people are waiting for it, I'm guessing.
Which Archie song? What, the
unreleased? The newer one, the Your Life.
The unreleased one or the...
No, it's not the unreleased one. No, I don't have that one.
Your Life is the released one. It was like a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's, a lot of people are really happy to see Archie, actually. Well, and that's the thing, I guess, is that people are very, really happy seeing Archie making music on this channel again, on this Pony channel for that. And for good reason, honestly. So, I'm just going to have a bit of a listen to that song and we'll get back to you guys in a bit. Sorry about that, guys. My software actually crashed during that. So I guess Lunar Crafter isn't that great yet, but it does allow me for two inputs. But yeah, back to the show, I guess.
Is that...
so that's the new one of Archie.
It's pretty good.
I like the drops in between. Yeah. Makes it just a bit different enough to enjoy it.
Very reminiscent of a lot of his older songs.
Yes, and I think a lot of people like that, honestly. It's really a fan created song. For the fans. I believe, at least.
But it definitely serves its purpose.
So, just now my software did crash, so I'll have to look into that, but that's what this cost is all about, the first time we're actually doing this. Turns out if I turn off the aux of my mic and that of Skype and all that, it wants to crash my software. So that's a good thing to keep in mind. I do want to keep using this because it does allow me to actually separately put on more things.
There's always a virtual audio cable.
That's kind of what I'm using already, though. It's a bit different, though, because, like I said, I can mute you guys independently at that point with two different channels rather than having one virtual audio cable mic. I guess I could mute that audio cable mic, but then you might get in a whole lot of trouble where if you turn off audio, it will not turn back on or something, and you don't know what's happening while you're streaming. So either way, I guess you're always going to have issues with kind of things like this. So what we got so far, right, and I think we'll just keep on going for about half an hour longer. Once again, you can also go to BMV, Bonneville FM 2, to just listen to music if you don't like us talking. So just going to keep going for 30 more minutes and see what we can find or talk about. Most thing we want to just get out of the way is also when we will do this and IDs behind it. So if you are in the chat and have IDs for a show name, or like I said, just throw them out there. So, were there any songs you guys specifically maybe have found where you were like, okay, this is a pretty fun song, actually?
Mm-hmm.
I think mostly non-ponies ones that you guys found, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I haven't really been in the pony scene for, a lot recently.
It seems like without the inspiration from the new episodes, the music has slowed down.
Yeah, hiatus is real. I think, that's also a reason why we're really happy that Archie showed up, I guess. Although, I have to say, though, there weren't that many remixes of Rainbow Rocks. I believe a lot of songs were actually still not remixed at all in that thing.
I still haven't seen that.
Or Crestacles, too. You should actually watch it. It's not as bad. I feel like Crestacles 2 is always that show where the creators can start throwing jokes and background characters in because they're allowed at that point. While the main franchise is very delicate, so they want to keep that on the low end with the references. Because it has a lot of Trixie Love, but also Lyra Bonbon Chipping, that was great.
Yeah, my main gripe with Equestria Girls 2 was the plot line just seemed overly convenient. Everything that happened just aligned far too perfectly.
And you would be right, yes. It is very MacGuffin, right? I agree with that. I had one big issue with Equestria Girls 2. It didn't have Jack Black in it. That's the thing that would have saved it and made it awesome. Can you just imagine just Jack Black as a character in that, School of Rock style?
Yes.
It was too perfect for it, man.
I mean, they got Weird Al, so why not Jack Black?
Yeah, exactly. And for a movie, no less. Come on, you could get Jack Black for a movie. Maybe he just said no, though. Or maybe it's a good... It turned out really good with the music. I know a lot of people disliked Tricks Up My Sleeve. Well, it's for me a guilty pleasure. It's very repetitive, but he also has his song on iTunes. And I like it because of a remix. Because someone made a drum and bass remix of it. I can actually put that on if I can find it, but you guys will have to fill a bit for me.
Well, I guess we could use this time to talk about some of the ideas for the segments, I guess, that we've come up with. How many of the segments have we covered so far?
I had a few, let me...
you had also like interviews with producers as an ID.
Interview with people.
That can be a tricky thing, I guess, because we can't really freely talk like we are now half the time.
So, we could discuss fan content we enjoy, not necessarily new stuff and not just music, just discussion of just fan content.
Yeah, just to have a good conversation going.
Some kind of Q&A with IRC.
Yeah. Oh, apparently I still do have One Trick Pony on my PC. I was not aware.
That's all good.
That's all good. Actually, yeah, I recovered, I think yesterday it was, I managed to recover a lot of old songs, like 200 gigabytes of music, as well. Part of it was from Pony from like 2011 to 2013. No, 2012 to 2013, something like that. And that's a lot of old songs that I lost, and I'm really happy I have that again, so I can just mix that during air. Time. A lot of some critique.
I'm not sure where, but I still have the MLP music archive.
Oh, right,
I still have 30 gigabytes of just everything. I think it went up to 40 at some point as well. Is that still a thing?
It updated my tag!
Yay!
Good news, everyone. Good news, everyone. Yeah, sorry, I just went off topic. I can't really find that remix right away, but I do have the other song, by the way, for the Crescent Girls remixes, like I said. I actually have two. Let's see, I've got Awesome As I Wanna Be. No, actually, I think I have three, if I'm not mistaken. That got released this past few weeks. I want to talk about a lot of these songs, actually. Now I go through the list that I have of these 2 weeks. The thing is, this is actually kind of a pre-show. We don't really want to do the show right away. It's just the ideas and how it's going to be. But I keep going through these songs and going like, oh, right, it's Help Us, a Russian cover with U Thunder and Glaze. And now I already said it. And then I need to stop going off topic where I try to find things. When I say it, I need to just put it on right away. So I'm just going to go towards this one, right? There's this one song of Glaze and U Thunder. Have you heard it by any chance?
I think I might have.
The video is actually quite awesome, I have to say. It has this Source filmmaker pony in the wind on 60 FPS, and it's pretty nice under a tree. So I also, if you just look up Glaze and U Thunder, you will get the song, so don't worry about that. Here's the interesting thing. We haven't really seen a lot of Glaze anymore, and in a long time at least, I've noticed. And I don't know if you... what have you heard of U Thunder in the last few times?
I really have not heard much.
With me, I've seen the name around, but I never bothered actually investigating.
Okay, I like that. So, yeah, I think a lot of people have that, actually. And here's the interesting part about U Thunder. He, I think, the Living Tombstone is actually helping him a lot, I have a feeling, to actually improve and all that. If I do remember correct, and if I say this correct, I believe the Living Tombstone actually uploaded one of his songs on his own channel, which I think was Find the Music in You. That was actually by U Thunder and not the Living Tombstone.
That was a big tune.
Yeah, and that was a big tune, because it was probably on his channel. So here you got Glaze and U Thunder. And like I said, it's U Thunder feels like he's getting a bit of education from the Living Tombstone. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's that I have that feeling a bit in my backside.
Your backside?
Yeah, my backside. There we go. So I'm just going to put it on, and I want you to think
Glaze and
the Living Tombstone is that. Sorry, what was that?
No, Killscreen's back, but I heard you guys talking about U Thunder.
Yes.
And I had to be like, that guy is awesome.
Oh.
I love everything he puts out, so big hype to him. Because his Bats remix, I dropped on our anniversary weekend, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get back to driving.
It's good. U Thunder is also, like I said, he's a bit of that new guy still. but he's getting more known, and now he has a song with Blaze. And if you listen to this song, well, I'm just going to put it on, and then I'll say it again. So here's
I got to get back to driving. I just had to hop back in while I was listening.
Just
to
say
like,
that.
You guys, yeah.
Like, I love him. him.
So. All right, guys. Yeah.
No, you don't understand. I love him. Okay, so here's the song.
Кидаешь ли меня ты в глухую ночь? Знай, что бой от пустоты не смогу я превозмочь. Сможешь ли найти другого, кто поможет? Сможешь ли найти другого, кто поможет?
So that's Glaze and Utender with Sayonara Maxwell.
With that guy,
covered by Sayonara Maxwell. So
lately I've been like getting into this little temporary obsession with the faster paced like drum and bass Eurobeat type stuff. I blame Midley for that, but that is like, it's perfect.
it also changes up the second part. More than enough to keep you interested as well.
Yeah.
I really like this song because, like I said, you kind of get that vibe that U2 Thunder, or maybe it's just Glaze, I don't know. I get that Living Tombstone vibe of Rainbow Factory from this song. Does that make any sense? Because that was also glazing.
A little bit.
The synths are very heavily glaze inspired, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, I guess that's that. But I like this song. I really do. That's definitely going to be in there. Because even though it's in Russian, it helps it. And I'm not really a big fan of Russian language, but it helps it. I blame Dota for that. Also, I heard people were probably still hearing me type. That was definitely me, because my mic doesn't mute over my mixer. So I think you guys might have even heard the train back there.
Teething problems.
Yes, that's things why I'm doing this now, this stream. I'm going to tweak that so I can just press two buttons and mute my microphone as well with a bit of luck. I need to mute like 5 sources before I put on a song. Nah, it's not that bad. It's actually pretty well set up at the moment.
He says.
Yeah, so we got 10 minutes left to fill. And we can totally do that.
Well, maybe we could start off by trying a risky click.
A whip now?
A risky click.
A risky click? Oof, I'll have to download it, though.
Oh, would you?
I'm using the tracker DJ software to actually put on the songs. You guys can buy that, not really hear my... I believe you cannot hear my PC. I can try it, though. I can see that actually quite well if you guys can hear it or not. I'll just go to YouTube and click something random.
Just click Airborne Green Screen.
Why is it an air horn? It's 2 seconds. It's probably not going to be the sound. It's just going to be a picture of an air horn with a green screen. Because I just looked for an air horn video on YouTube. I'm getting a picture of an air horn on YouTube.
Because why not?
This is the YouTube suggestion for you in a nutshell, honestly.
I'm going to see if I can find a cheeky risky click.
Let's see, is this getting picked up? Nope, it's not. See, that's the thing. My YouTube, if I play that through my headphones, you will not hear it. And that's done on purpose, because I can mute Skype then. So yeah, like I said at the start of this, I want this to be a bit of a transparent show, not too serious and just have fun, but people just going, alright, it's just a show with the guys, we're having fun. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're having fun.
For realsies?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Our sample game is on strong.
So yeah, I'm just going to go to SoundCloud, and if it's the same one as last time, I do already know kind of which song it's going to be.
Found one called Untitled Dubstep. So
Untitled Dubstep, okay. This year or this week?
This was...
Chemical Brony.
Some point today.
Yeah, that's a risky quiz. It's a demo, though, so you can't really judge.
It's a demo, we can't. Yeah. There's one below it. Cool.
And, forgive me if you guys hear typing. I'm also going to invest in a stand mic so I can levitate it above so you won't hear my type. I just had to get a mechanical keyboard, didn't I? It's like, oh yeah, no, you can totally hear the typing because that's what we want.
As far as I'm concerned, mechanical keyboards are the only ones that exist.
Well, that's all right, yeah.
Just like Brony Music's the only music that exists.
That's true.
So I got the song loaded up. That's kind of interesting because I do already see the sound waves of the song in Tractor.
Yeah.
So this is Chemical Brony Untitled Dubstep, the risky click of the day concept that we have, or week, I guess. Guess I'll just put it on then.
See what happens.
See what happens. If it has cursing, I'll turn it off. But here we go, guys. So So, what's your opinion so far?
This is I'm getting a very like reggaeton vibe from that.
Yeah,
I'm feeling reggae from that.
Reggae. Well, that's good, right? If any dubstep goes towards reggae, well, I have to say the picture on the SoundCloud is actually vinyl with marijuana. Yeah. So I guess he's going the right direction then. So even her glasses are like plants. Anyway, I'm just going to keep up and we're going to go to the drop and see how that is. Not going to lie, actually, I like that.
I actually quite like that.
Yeah.
That's actually really good.
This it doesn't need
this
a lot of
has six views, by the way, on SoundCloud. So it's called Untitled Dubstep by Chemical Brony.
I'll paste it in chat.
Yeah. So we're just going to keep going, I guess. So yeah, that's that song then.
A few things. I like it. It's got everything a dubstep track needs, but I think maybe it has a bit too much. Maybe just a bit.
I like that it does go for the slow approach though, where not too like fast and all that.
Like they haven't just gone 140 for it, like pretty much every dubstep does.
Yeah, then again, it is 120, so it's a bit slower in that regard. Maybe it actually does sound a bit better on 140, I don't know. But,
it needs a lot of work, but it's
It is a demo.
It is a demo.
It's a demo, that's true. And I have to say, though, because it's dubstep and it's Brony, and that is already kind of a meme in itself. It's the stereotype, right? Where people just go, oh, it's Brony and it's dubstep. I think even Alex S. had a jab at that at one point, where he said, I'm leaving the fandom during that time, and he said in a blog post, I guess you will have to go to other artists like Silva Hound for your pony dubstep, which was kind of funny considering Silva doesn't make dubstep at all. it was good times. Yeah, it's just friendly battering. I give this one a thumbs up because it definitely, if you like dubstep, this is good. It has just enough to keep it interesting. And I'm not a fan of dubstep, but even that I can appreciate. So it's no Euro Enigma, but hey, it's a demo. So, and it's a risky click. So
it was a risky click, and it turned out okay.
Yeah, we've heard way worse.
So shout out to Chemical Brony for that one.
Yeah, exactly. We actually have 2 minutes left. Do you want to close it out with a song then? Or maybe something else? Let's see.
As always, whoever's listening, please give us feedback, criticism, anything, any comments. Say it in the chat or PM us or something.
I'll also put my email in the chat if you have any ideas that you want to add to the show that might you don't want to get lost in the chat. So I'm going to put that in there now for you guys.
And remember,
I have another idea actually for things. Non-EDM of the week.
Go on.
So, I actually already have two songs, but how about we just have one song in there that's definitely not EDM, just rock. We don't have that much on our radio station. We are very much in an EDM radio station.
That's true. A bit
of rock could help, maybe.
Well, there's always room for aviators.
Yeah.
There's always room for aviators.
So yeah, like you said, we can follow. People can follow us on Twitter and all that. If you tweet out at Ponyville of M, you will get our attention quite easily. We'll notice those tweets. But mine is Kaidera, at least on Twitter, I believe. But yeah, I'm mostly noticeably found on Skype. If you feel like adding me, honestly, I have no issues with that as well. I love people just adding me randomly, talking about stuff. But mostly the chat room, because then we always see everyone. And that's the goal, I think. We want a bit of an active chat room with this. So, yeah, I think we're going to try and plan something for this weekend. Otherwise, maybe not. We'll see. Just keep an eye on the schedule on our website, which just got fixed, by the way, by Silver Eagle. Thanks for that.
Yay!
You can see our schedule again on the website. So for those who didn't know, that's fixed now. You can see that again. You can still go through Ponyville Live, of course, which is also something we use. And also thanks for that one, keeping that updated. We will try to put it on the agenda. And the reason I'm saying Saturday or Sunday is because I am off those 2 days. And if you can make it then, we'll see. But yeah. Still need a show name. Still need an intro, still need a lot of things, but hey, we got a show going, and I'm noticing it's going pretty well, just talking and having fun. And that's the goal, right, really, is just having fun on the internets.
That is the plan.
Okay, so I guess I would like to thank everyone for joining, and we will see you guys next time then.
Yep, I'll see you later.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye.
And sleeping in the middle of a summer afternoon. Discord, what heaven did we do to make you take our world away? Discord, are we a prey alone? Or are we just a stepping stone for taking back the throne? Discord, we won't take it anymore, so take your tyranny away.